welcome to another episode of Charity Chat, the ACNC's podcast. In this episode, we'll be talking about charities engaging in advocacy. It's a tricky area for charities and can be a contentious topic at times. My name is Matt Crichton and I'm from the education team here at the ACNC. And joining me in the attempt to cut through all the difficulty with advocacy is the Assistant Commissioner of the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission and General Counsel, Murray Baird. Welcome back, Murray.
Yeah, hi, Matt. I'll do my best.
Well, before we get into some of the details of advocacy, let's just set up the concept itself. What are we talking about when we say the word advocacy?
Well, I think when we think advocacy, it is about speaking on behalf of a particular group or on behalf of a particular issue. And typically, it can be speaking on behalf of the development of public policy in a certain direction, or promoting or opposing particular laws or policies or practices or decisions of governments, or awareness raising for your charitable purpose. All of those things we would regard as advocacy. And in fact, we would regard each of those as legitimate advocacy for a charity.
So in short, it's pretty much expressing your opinion on a particular topic or a particular policy put forward and encouraging others to support your opinion or recommending others that they share this view.
Yes, and I think charities ought not be excluded from the marketplace of ideas. They should be involved in debate and discussion on the issues that concern them.
Right.
That is, in furtherance of their charitable purpose.
Right. And advocacy for charities can be a little bit complicated. There are some boundaries that charities need to be aware of. What sits outside the limits?
Yeah. If you are a charity, the nature of your organisation is charitable. You have a charitable purpose. But if you start straying into promoting a political party or a political candidate, it changes the character of your organisation.
Right.
You become a political organisation in that partisan political sense.
Right.
That is, supporting a party or a political position in particular or a candidate. So there's nothing wrong with debating matters that are also being debated in the political arena.
Yep.
Sometimes your views may even coincide with those of a political party.
Right.
But you must not be doing it for the purpose of promoting that political party.
And what advocacy can a charity undertake? You mentioned that it can't be with the explicit purpose of promoting a political party or a candidate for office. What does that then allow charities to do?
I think you start with your charitable purpose.
Okay.
For example, if you have a charitable purpose of advancing education,
yep,
you may well get involved in a number of issues concerning the policy of education, delivery of education. That makes sense because it falls out of your charitable purpose.
Right.
So think in terms of your charitable purpose as the hook on which you hang your discussions, and from there, speak boldly about that issue.
Right. And what about in instances where a charity may want to speak about an issue, but it doesn't quite have that hook for its charitable purpose? They may feel strongly about a particular issue, but their charitable purpose is a little off to the side. Is that still okay?
I think the charity has to be able to draw the line between the charitable purpose and what they do.
Right.
We talk of it as sometimes ancillary to the main purpose, to advocate for that purpose.
Okay.
But keep in mind that you do need that initial hook and you need to create some nexus as to what you're saying.
So if a charity is confident that what they want to express in support or in opposition to a policy or issue, if they're confident that there is that line, as you described, between their charitable purpose and what they want to do, then by all means they're encouraged to express themselves.
Yeah, but they will step over a line when they go on to say, and we want you to support a particular political party
okay,
or a particular political candidate.
Right.
Because that then becomes a purpose of supporting that party or candidate. So stick to the issue.
Yep.
And you are unlikely to get close to that line.
And what are the indicators for people involved in a charity that they have crossed that line, or at least they're getting close to crossing the line?
Yeah. Look, I think when they endorse or encourage voting for a particular party or a particular candidate. For example, a scorecard of a number of candidate positions is okay, but a charity ought not then say, and as a result of this scorecard, you ought to vote this way, we support this party.
Right, okay.
They should leave that to the reader to discern from that scorecard what their response will be.
So presenting the facts as they are and letting the reader interpret them as they've been presented is fine for a charity to do.
That's fine, yep.
Explicitly saying you must vote candidate A, you must vote for political party B, is where they are crossing the line.
Yeah, the danger of saying that is that that could well be interpreted as having taken on a party political character,
yep,
and therefore having a party political purpose.
It's a good point to raise this purpose, because I think in some instances it can get a little bit complex when trying to ascertain a charity's purpose as distinct from a few of the activities it undertakes. Can you give us a quick overview of the distinction between the two, a charity's activities versus its purpose, its character, what it's set up to do?
Yeah. Sometimes purpose is spoken of as the mission or the reason for being of that charity.
Yep.
Now, one particular activity does not give a reliable signal of the reason for being of that organisation.
Okay.
The typical example might be the school Lamington Drive.
Yep.
There, the parents will be baking sponge cake, dipping it in chocolate and rolling it in coconut. And you might say, they must be running a cake factory.
Right, yes.
But of course, if you look at the whole context, you will know that their purpose is education. And this is a fundraiser.
Right.
So activity will not always indicate purpose. It will be a signpost to purpose.
Yep.
And really, I think it's up to the charity to explain where the linkage is. Now, clearly in that case,
yeah,
the president of the Parents Association will say, we sell Lamingtons so that our children have a better education.
Right, right. So individual activities do not necessarily constitute a purpose, and providing a charity can draw the line between any of the activities that they undertake and their overarching charitable purpose, then that's likely to be fine.
Yes. Now, there will be some activities that may even be either unintentional or not the work of the charity itself, but merely the work of someone associated with the charity.
Okay.
If I can give you an example of heading for the board meeting, mm-hmm, of the charity and speeding down the freeway on the way and being picked up by the police, I think it would be a long bow to say that the purpose of that charity was illegality because, right, one person had exceeded the speed limit on the way to the meeting. Now, if at the board meeting it was decided that the organisation would encourage all their supporters to form a blockade on that freeway, that may be a different matter.
Right,
because,
right,
it would come from the mind of the organisation,
yep,
and it would be the expression of a purpose of the organisation.
Okay.
Those things are subtle, because one might say, was it simply ancillary to something else, or was it a purpose in itself, an independent purpose in itself? But it does at least give a guide to where you should stay away from the line.
And how would the ACNC look into the activities of a charity to determine whether or not it is supporting a purpose or it is of an independent purpose, one which may get the charity in a bit of strife?
Yeah, so if the matter were raised with us as a concern, or we observed matters that caused concern for us, we would ask the charity to explain why this activity was related to a charitable purpose.
Right.
If we felt that it appeared to be party political,
mm-hmm,
or candidate political or illegal, we would put that to them.
Yep.
And we would say, how do you explain this as being on the right side of the line? And if we concluded that it was partisan or disclosed a purpose of supporting a candidate or disclosed an illegal purpose, we would intervene. and we would say either get back between the flags,
yep,
or back on the right side of the line, or you ought not be on the register.
And that would involve looking into a range of factors with the charity, some the extent of the activities, the purposes as set out in its constitution, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a holistic analysis of what is really going on here. If what is really going on is a charitable purpose that's clearly identified, but an activity that appears to have crossed the line, we would give guidance and say, get back on that side of the line. But what was really going on was a pattern of behaviour that disclosed a political or illegal purpose, that's where we would intervene.
And what about individuals within charities? Do they also have a right to express their own views on any issue or policy? Or in being associated with a charity, are their views seen as representative of the charities?
I suppose there's a spectrum.
Right.
If I happen to join an organisation, but I'm something of an obscure member of a very large organisation, the things I do in my own time are my own business.
Yep.
If I were the president speaking on behalf of the organisation, or at least seen to be speaking on behalf of the organisation, I think we're getting into a danger zone if we're involved in partisan political activity associated with that charity.
Right.
So important to distinguish whether you're speaking on behalf of the charity or saying, I do not speak on behalf of the charity in this situation. I speak as an individual citizen unrelated to the charity.
And importantly, there's no blanket rule. As you said, there's a spectrum. So it depends on the circumstances of each situation and each individual and how these expressions are made public.
Yeah, but the sensible person who could be seen as speaking on behalf of the charity would take particular care either not to go there,
right,
into the political or illegality arena, or to make it abundantly clear that they do so solely in a personal capacity.
Very good advice. So in summary, what is it okay for a charity to do in the way of advocacy, and what is it not okay for a charity to do, if we can boil it down to that?
Yeah, that's fine. It's okay to advocate for your charitable cause or in relation to your charitable cause. It's okay to advance public debate concerning the issues surrounding that charitable cause. It's okay to promote or oppose a change in the law related to your charitable cause. It's okay to promote or oppose a policy or practice where this furthers your charitable purpose. They're all the okays.
Right. And so they're all underpinned by that furtherance of the charitable purpose.
Yeah. You start with the hook. What's our charitable purpose, our big mission?
Yep.
And from there, you can have some ancillary purposes or some activities that support that purpose.
Right.
So what is not okay? It's getting to the point where you have a purpose of promoting or opposing a political party,
yep,
or a candidate for political office, or having a purpose to engage in or promote activities that are unlawful, or having a purpose to engage in or promote activities that really undermine the whole of our system of government and constitutional compact. For example, the rule of law, the constitutional system, the safety of the public or national security. If you go there, you've not just crossed the line into illegality, you've crossed the line into trying to undermine the whole system.
Yeah, right.
And that's not okay for a charity.
So what does this mean in practice for charities? Much of this is fine in the abstract when we're talking about ideas and hypotheticals. Yeah. How can a charity use this information to guide their own activities?
I think it's good for a charity in every situation to keep in mind its reason for being,
yep,
its mission, its big idea.
Yep.
And so that's the starting point. What are we here for?
Yep.
That should be set out clearly in its governing document, its constitution. And then it must make sure that it does not stray into another purpose,
okay,
which is political party, candidate for election, or doesn't stray into the purpose of doing something that's unlawful. always drawing that line between what the big idea is, the big purpose is, and activities and advocacy that supports that short of the political or illegal boundary.
And presumably many charities would know this. If they are to think about some activities or expressions of advocacy, they should really think about those points that you raise and be able to draw that line from the hook of their charitable purpose to the expression of their advocacy to make sure that there is something there.
Yeah, because someone may hold them to account. Either the public will say, this just looks as if they're on a political party campaign.
Yeah, right.
And if that occurs, it may be the charity regulator, the ACNC, who will also be asking questions. So it's a line best kept away from, but that doesn't mean that there is a chilling effect on legitimate involvement with their cause, including the big lever of advocacy for their cause.
Right. That's a really good point to end on. As I said, there's a lot involved in this topic, and we may have to get you back for another podcast to explore this another time.
Thanks very much, Matt. I look forward to it.
Check out other episodes of Charity Chat and other free resources, including guides, fact sheets, and webinars on our website at acnc.gov.au. Also, if you enjoy the podcast, subscribe on iTunes or wherever you happen to access it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.